Welcome to yet another Cover 2 podcast. This one is going to be very different, very random, because we're at halftime of the Louisville-West Virginia game. We had tentatively scheduled an interview with somebody, but let's face it, that's probably not going to happen right now. We're joined by our boy Tim Kelly, as always, and Matt joining us here today, enjoying the West Virginia-Louisville game. We don't really have a script. We don't really have an idea what we're doing.
No, we don't. I'm sort of preoccupied by Greg Schiano's steely good looks.
He has sort of a rough handsome appeal to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, the very pronounced chin, strong chin.
And you've been mocking me for the past, 10 minutes because I've been calling Rutgers to go unbeaten.
I mean, I think I was the first one to point out Rutgers on the podcast.
I believe you were. I think I made fun of them after they beat North Carolina.
I started making fun of them after that. But I will commence remaking fun of them, or even more making fun of after the Louisville game next weekend.
Okay, well, that works fair enough. All right. Well, again, we don't really have a heck of a lot of a plan here. We're just sort of literally sitting on my couch. My wife has refused to assist us in this podcast because she's watching Grey's Anatomy. This apparently is not a good time for her.
It's all about her, though, isn't it?
Usually.
She's so selfish.
Very much so. And anyway, so...
You're going to Disney World.
I am going to Walt Disney World. You know, they say it's the happiest place on Earth.
I don't believe that at all.
When was the last time you, a gentleman, went to Disney World?
What, like 5 years ago?
I was like 5 years old.
Ooh, we had this discussion.
Yeah. Last thing I remember about Disney World was being stuck on Space Mountain. It was dark, took about 2 hours, hadn't been back since. I'm skeptical.
I don't like Space Mountain because, like, the cars are, about 4 feet long and I'm like 6 feet, five inches tall. So it's really uncomfortable. Much like the seats at Fenway.
That's just kind of low. But he's right, though. I've been there. The seats are bad at Fenway.
I had to tuck my legs underneath my seat because they would just dig into my shins.
I'm envious that you've been to Fenway.
Multiple times.
Oh, you bastard.
I've seen them 4 or 5 games there.
I have. Each summer, I say I'm going to go to Fenway, and maybe I can actually pull it off this summer.
No, you won't.
You're probably right about that.
You go back to Disney World, probably.
Yes, I will. Go to all of the different countries that go there.
Buy a $9 Newcastle.
Well, my travel advice, if you go to Disney World and you're going to eat, is to go to France, eat at the bakery. It's like $3.50 for a sandwich back there.
Is this your travel advice or the travel advice courtesy of Walt Disney World for Kids, which the book that you have right over here?
No, this is my travel advice. I got to make my own addendum to this book.
Okay.
But I'm not going to lie, the kids book, it tells you where to go, where not to go, because you don't want to go where there are like 800 children just clogging out the line and slowing things down.
McDonald's or the whatever.
Right.
Whatever is always very popular. Disney World.
It is.
Yeah. I think they've started franchising.
What can you get there? Whatever.
Whatever.
Chicken?
Sure. Whatever.
Very open place.
Yeah. Much like this podcast.
Very, very much so. So let's see, we'll pick our games. Like I said, this is not going to be a terribly long one.
Talk about Florida, I suppose, can we?
Yeah, we could talk about the Georgia-Florida game.
Interesting things I saw,
Tell us a bit about your experience down there going to Jacksonville.
It was, pretty good time. I think, as far as at the scene, of course, the, Michael Adams grand plan of, eliminating world's largest outdoor cocktail party was a huge failure. Just because it just incited people to wear more t-shirts and create more signs. And I highly encourage anybody to go look at DaveAikins.com or MartiansAttackingIndianapolis.blogspot.com, and you can see the sign that Josh Massey created and we subsequently hung at our tailgate.
We'll leave that for the imagination. Very clever, though.
It was. It was pretty clever. So that was fun. We saw, the people right next to us, some Florida fans got there right about the same time we did, which was, around 9:30, I suppose. And they all piled out, they were all there was, you know, a lot of jean, a lot of denim. I was in line in the bathroom with a guy who was wearing jean shorts and a jean jacket. And that was just like way too much denim on one person. But the Florida girls, then they were all sitting out there looking pretty, you know, let's just say laid back. And about 30 minutes later, some Georgia fans pulled up, all like sorority girls. They all came out wearing dresses and the makeup and stuff. And one of the Florida girls just ran over to her and was like, what are you guys dressed up like? It's like, we're at a football game. That was just great. But, you know, generally after the game, I will say that the Florida fans were, I mean, they were really nice to us.
That's good.
There was we didn't experience much just blatant taunting.
I've only been down to Jacksonville twice. They were fairly nice. The only instance I had is I had on in 97, I was wearing my shirt which had the Munson Blue to Scott call on the back, and an older gentleman walked past me, and by older gentleman I mean someone who was probably 65 or older, and he said behind my back, "It must be nice to live in the past," to which I turned and saw him, and he was wearing those orange and blue zebra pants.
Oh, Zubaz, yeah.
And I responded, "Well, apparently you are now, because those are so 1980s. And I thought it was pretty funny. He was very agitated by that, and I really kept thinking, I'm going to get into an altercation with a gentleman who is three times as old as me.
And granted, if he's wearing Zubas, he probably could have kicked your ass.
Yeah.
He probably could have taken me down. Yeah.
Yeah, because
a roundhouse kick to the face.
And, yes. Yeah, the Zubaz, they're really deceptive too, because he might have just massive, you know, muscular thighs under there, but you wouldn't know because they're so baggy.
Yeah, that's true. Or he could have been keeping some sort of, you know, blunt object in there to strike me on the head with.
Right, yeah.
A wrench, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably your comment wasn't what was making him so mad, but the screwdriver you were prodding into his neck constantly.
But I did it to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing it right now to you, aren't I?
Yeah, I know. It's surprising how I could still, you know, talk with blood spurting out of my artery.
Have you noticed, though, on a little brief political moment, I'm convinced Mary Perdue's running for governor, not Sonny.
Yeah.
She's in a lot of the ads.
She is. She's got the face for it.
She does. You know, my wife says she is going to have a hard time voting for Mark Taylor, primarily because she doesn't think he matches his wife, that she's too pretty for him.
Oh, right, yeah. I've heard that's why they're kind of she's so young, that's why she's kind of under wraps a little bit.
I think she's 30, is that it? 31, 32?
And he's 87?
No, 74.
Okay.
Actually, I think he's in his mid to late 40s. He's fairly young, from what I understand.
Hmm.
So.
But also from the Florida game, I've read some stories this week, and thought we should talk about the Chris Leak concussion.
Yeah, the phantom concussion, which obviously... He was rattled, if nothing else.
Right.
But he's denying that he was actually hurt.
Yeah. So this is kind of sort of a callback to the Trey Battle concussion from Auburn.
You mean the concussion which ultimately cost the game for Georgia?
Yeah. I think this is the new excuse, you know, du jour sort of. You know, it's like if you don't play well, it's sort of like, oh, it's a concussion. So are we just going to expect at the end of the year our entire receiving core is going to be like, oh, we all had a collective concussion?
That UAB game was rough.
So that was interesting. And then I guess today, I read that one of the D-backs for Florida said that he stole or read Stafford's signal.
I saw that.
On the Maskell interception.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good.
No, probably not. If the defensive back is knowing what play you're calling and what route the other team is running.
He said he was so surprised how simple it was. So I'm wondering if it's still... Yeah, as a freshman play caller, we need to keep things like that. Or has it always been like that? I have no idea.
I don't know. It could be that the defensive back is just full of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very real possibility as well. But
that's what Stafford said. Stafford said he thought they were going to run, was it a deep ball and Maskell stopped or vice versa.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, it was one of the games where it was incredibly frustrating because... You know, going in there, I didn't watch the first quarter. I refused. I was doing other work, helping the in-laws, paint a room. And I said, you know what, I think Florida's going to win. Georgia's got too many questions, so I'm not going to watch. Of course, that lasted only about 20 minutes, and I tuned in, but I had low expectations, so maybe because I had low expectations, I thought the team played better, but I really think that they looked better in this loss than they looked in wins over Ole Miss or Colorado or Mississippi State.
Yeah, as far as the defense, I think, is concerned, we still turned the ball over way too much. And I guess it hurt a little bit. I had, once it was Lumpkin fumbled at the beginning of the third quarter and they returned it, I was pretty much at peace with the fact that because I kind of thought we might lose and then we were getting killed. And I sort of had come to the acceptance of that fact. And then we come back and then we get stuff there, or we get that face mask. And, you know, we just had got so close, and that made it hurt even more.
Now, I'll do a little roundtable. Was it a face mask?
Well, since I generally don't like to watch the losses, so I've seen it on quick replays after the game, and when I was at the stadium, when I first saw it live, I thought it was, and then I turned around and watched it on the big screen, and from the angle they had on there, it definitely looked like a face mask.
All right.
But I haven't seen it. People have told me since that it wasn't.
It looked like he...
Swipe.
That his palm kind of hit it, but he never hooked a finger into it.
From what I saw, looked like his hand brushed across the front of his face, but he grabbed up under his collar of his shoulder pads, and the guy's head tilted down towards the hand.
Just as a reflex, probably.
As a reflex, and that's what the official saw.
Yeah.
And when he saw his head come down, that's when the flag came out.
Yeah, it's funny the officials saw that, but completely missed the two pass interference calls against Massaquoi on the previous Georgia drive.
That's what I heard. Actually, one of the Florida fans, when we were walking out of Altel, he came up to us and he said, "I'm sorry." And I said, "For what?" And he said, "You guys got hosed by the officials." So... And we didn't even really, at the game, you know, it's kind of hard. We were in the temporary seats, the ones that, you know, probably aren't safe for...
Oh, no, they're tragically dangerous.
Yeah, so that's where we were, risking life and limb. And those are pretty far away, so we didn't get that up-close view of, like, I couldn't have really told if it was pass interference from my vantage point. So I was pretty surprised when he said that, but I've heard it from several different people now, so I tend to agree.
Yeah, there was some definite handcuffing going on.
Yeah, well, he had on that last, the second to last play, the third down play wasn't as obvious, but the second down play, the shirt was being tugged. He pulled the jersey out of the back of his pants on the on that second down. So, again, we're going to do this thing really, really short because we're doing it over halftime for the Louisville-West Virginia game. So you got a couple of games out here for us, Tim, for us to pick.
Yeah, sure. We got first one I would say would be, how about Maryland at Clemson?
Wow. Yeah, I know you're a Maryland man, but yeah. I'm going to have to go Clemson, despite the fact that they continued the trend of me being really enamored with a team one week,
right,
picking them to be the greatest thing ever, and then completely folding.
Yeah,
completely. And I even called that last week, if I recall correctly.
I don't remember that at all.
But but I still think Clemson has too much talent. When they play to their ability, they're easily the best team in the conference. So I think Clemson wins in that game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They're 17-point favorites, which I think Maryland's going to play in closer than that, even though it's at Clemson, where they're a different team in Death Valley, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think Maryland's playing a lot of heart right now. I think that Florida State win has really gotten pumped up, and some people were talking about, you know, getting rid of Friedgen a couple weeks ago, I'd heard, and now that's gone, and that was stupid to even begin with, but I think we'll keep it a little bit closer than the experts think, according to the barring line from Lee Corso.
What do you like there?
I think the Fridge and his boys are going to get way too much from the Clemson running backs. Those guys, I think, are going to go for 300-plus.
That's a bold statement there. Of course, C.J. Spiller is really, really good.
I think after abandoning the running game against Virginia Tech, they're going to come out with a vengeance, because there's just no sense in them not running for 300-plus yards as a unit.
I like it.
All right, why don't we stick up? There goes Slate again. let's stick with the ACC. And we'll go Georgia Tech at NC State.
As much as it pains me to say so, after particularly after picking Miami last week, which was painful in its own right, Georgia Tech, I don't see them. I don't see any team until Georgia challenging them, and then I even think this year probably as good of a year as Tech's going to have to be able to beat Georgia, so I think Tech's going to win pretty easy against NC State.
I'm going to go with NC State.
Really?
I think they're going to, you know, it always seems like, you know, Tech gives away a game somewhere along the way.
Oh, it's a flag. It's a flag, though. You're going to have to forgive us as we watch the podcast, making our picks.
We'll run through the
picks. That was holding on the receiver. Way out.
This is. We should actually just turn this into a play-by-play of the West. Forget listening to Herb Street and Fowler. Where it's going to be us doing West Virginia Louisville. For
and
those
play-by-play
who
play always is so much better when it's like 24 hours after the game is over and you can't even see anything that's on it. That's the best. I love watching those games. So
you like NC State, I like Tech.
This is gonna be the throwaway game. Tech gives away. Matt's pretty accurate.
He's enamored with the fact that West Virginia just lost the ball.
Yeah, I think NC State too. I think Tech's play, despite winning these last couple games, they played really sloppy. They haven't looked good. You know, the passing game nor the running game. I mean, they have spurts, but. Gosh, I think they're wanting to lose one just so they can feel a little pressure to get into the ACC championship. So I'm picking NC State with the upset as well.
All right. I stand alone.
Yeah, all right. How about Boston College at Wake?
Are you just infatuated with the ACC?
I got one more to go, too.
I'm going to go Wake in this one.
That's why you're an idiot.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say except I got Wake in this one. They, I think they're, consider Wake Forest the Rutgers of the ACC this year.
Well, I'm going to go Boston College because at the beginning of the season, Wake almost lost to Duke. And I think Boston College is going to hand it to them.
Miami on Wake, I'll point that out there. All right, we're going to run a quick break. If anyone is watching the West Virginia-Louisville game or has seen West Virginia play this year, can someone explain to me the flashing eyeglasses that
they're
all
headlamps.
The fans...
They're headlamps.
Oh, they're like... They're
coal miners' headlamps.
Coal miner lamps.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Well, that makes... That.
Mountaineers.
That makes a whole lot more sense for me. I just thought they were some of the creepy... I don't know. Something that... oh, gosh.
I still hate them.
Bring in... kerosene lanterns, but I don't think
stadium
it'd be
pools.
Too safe with all that fire and.
How about like a little canary in a cage or something?
How about just
dead canaries?
When the canary falls to the bottom of the cage, that means your team's lost.
Just handfuls of coal. I kind of like that too.
Right. Just throw handfuls of coal.
I'm also going to Boston College because Jonathan's a moron.
All right, that's easy enough. You got another ACC game for us, I hear.
Virginia Tech at Miami.
You know, it used to... Can I also ask, how did this become a rivalry? Like, they used to play this the last game of the season.
Oh, he never had control. Never had control.
They never... Who, never Virginia Tech Miami?
He bobbled.
Yeah, it became a big rivalry, last game of the season.
I don't know, yeah. It's... I don't know. Who do you think?
Oh, well, I'm going to pick Virginia Tech. I think Miami's struggling. And Virginia Tech, I think, has always had a good team. They've had some quarterback questions, but yeah, they put together a good game against Clemson. And I think I think they can compete against Miami, particularly with all the questions and the problems that the program's having right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Virginia Tech, too. I think this is a program in complete turmoil. And I think Virginia Tech's riding high off the Clemson win, and they're gonna take them.
Just keep your head down for flying helmets.
Exactly. Matt, are you going to chime in?
Yeah. Virginia Tech's going to kill Miami.
Easy enough.
All right, let's go to the SEC.
It's a busy week.
Florida Vanderbilt.
it's a great week for college football. You know, but I can't make fun because Vanderbilt did actually beat Georgia this year. So, you know, I really can only say so much, can I? Florida's going to beat Vanderbilt. I know the Commodores would like to get a little vengeance and all things considered, Bobby Johnson has that program going in for what it is. They don't have a heck of a lot of talent, but they've put together a good record and, you know, beaten Georgia this year. So, but
hell of a good team. Hell of a good team this year.
But I think when Florida clicks, as they did against LSU and at times against Tennessee, they're a pretty good team. So I'm going to go with Florida on this one.
Yeah, I'll say Florida too. Leak with a concussion would still be Vanderbilt, I think.
Matt, you like anybody in this game? Florida?
Florida.
Okay, easy enough.
Just Vanderbilt doesn't have a chance.
All right, South Carolina v. Arkansas at South Carolina.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because, you know, the Gamecocks are kind of due, but at the same time, Arkansas is really putting a hurting on people.
Yeah, but they haven't played anybody since Auburn.
I like Arkansas in that game. Their running game's clicking. McFadden's healthy. I think they'll be untested until they have a rough little stretch down the road, Tennessee and LSU, but I think they can get past South Carolina.
I'm going to go with Arkansas, too. I just don't think South Carolina. Wow. Well,
man, this
second straight fumble.
This West Virginia Louisville game is getting out of hand.
Forget Slayton for Heisman.
I'm going to go to limb and say they're going to review that play because he was down. By the way, this right here will be so incredibly boring for being on the podcast.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to this one.
So
Arkansas,
Carolina.
I'm going South Carolina because I think South Carolina's got a mobile quarterback. They've shown that they can put together some offense here and there.
That
ball's out.
That is a fumble. that is a fumble.
And I just don't know how good Arkansas's defense is. South Carolina's not a bad defense. They've got athletic guys. And I think Arkansas is not as good as their record shows that they are. I think they caught Auburn.
Looking ahead,
and they snuck in there. I don't think that they're the kind of team that's going to run the table and win the West.
All right. How about LSU at Tennessee?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to stay with Tennessee. They impressed me beating Georgia. They did well. They gutted that win out against South Carolina. And again, just like I said about Florida, when they're on, they're about as good as anybody in the country. So I'm going to say I think LSU has more questions than people realize. So I'm going to say Tennessee in this game.
I'm going to say Tennessee as well. I still don't think Les Miles can win a big game. So I'm going to go with Tennessee. And I think if Tennessee wins, it'll help us get a 7 o'clock or later kickoff time for Auburn, which I'm really pulling for.
Well, I'm going to go different from y'all. I think LSU is the most talented team in the West with the worst coach. And I think the players are going to win it in spite of their coach. I think they've got a real chance to sneak in there and get a win.
Well, all right.
All right, Georgia, Kentucky. Whew. Notice how I stuck away from all the conferences that I hate.
I like that.
Pretty much anybody outside the Southeast.
So it's painful for me to go through all those Big Ten games.
No, yeah. Well, I never, like, yeah, I always say, like, I don't care, Wisconsin. That's it. I will. How about I throw in Notre Dame, North Carolina? That's a good one.
Okay. Notre Dame?
Yeah, considering, I'll say Notre Dame.
Considering North Carolina doesn't really have a coach right now. Okay.
Yep. And all right, Georgia, Kentucky.
It's going to be a tricky game for Georgia, but I really think that they've sort of things they had a, you know, people are going to knock that Mississippi State game because they barely won, but the defense, I think that's when they started to click as a unit. They did not look good in that last drive, but they had a stand when they had to have stands. They played outstanding against Florida. You take away the opening drive and then one long pass play with a couple missed tackles for the other touchdown, and they played pretty well against Florida. So I think Georgia has, I don't know if they've turned the corner yet, but I mean, it's easy to say it can't get any worse, and it really, I don't think it's that bad to begin with, but I think they'll beat Kentucky, and I think they've got a decent chance to beat either Auburn or Tech.
Yeah, I agree with most everything you're saying. I've talked to a couple of people, Georgia fans around school and things like that, and I think they're taking Kentucky, some people are taking them very lightly, and I think that's pretty dangerous, considering that I've also talked to a Kentucky fan, and he's saying how this is one of the biggest games in years, if not the biggest game in, gosh, I don't know, 10 years. They're right in the cusp of getting into a bowl game. They could knock off a big-time program at home. It's their homecoming game.
Yeah.
This is a big, big game for them, and they're getting really pumped up about it. But all that being said, I still think, like you were saying, I think our defense is really coming around. And you just got to imagine that at some point, the miscues will drop down a little bit. And just a tiny drop-off in the miscues, I think, will result in a huge amount of yards and points.
You erase those 5 or 6 drop passes. I mean, you're talking 60, 70 yards right there. Touchdown or two.
Stafford going from 13 of 30 to 20 of 30 almost. You know, yeah. It's a completely different ballgame. And not to mention, you convert some first third downs, and now you're moving that ball in the field. So, I think they're going to win. I don't know. I can't tell you how close it'll be, but I still think they'll pull it out.
Yeah, guys, I think you're right. You watch what Georgia did that last quarter against Florida, and they weren't turning the ball over and got in a rhythm and just moving the ball down the field. That's what we've been missing all year. Get in a rhythm. No turnovers, just get in a rhythm. Just play.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to see. I mean, I'll take some 3-and-outs. Just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Well, do things fundamentally sound, and
do
I think they're
fundamentally sound, and don't beat yourself. But I do think the defense has turned the corner.
They've been through the valley, and I think they're about to get back up.
I think you're going
to
see a unit with some confidence, mm-hmm. and I'd love to see them come out just ready to play, calm, with a crowd that's obviously is.
Yeah, they're going to Kentucky.
Riled
even knows,
up.
Yeah.
They're going to be ready to beat them. Just come out there, take the wind out of their sails, play your game, and let's go back home.
Yeah. I think the defense will have as much or more confidence than Jonathan when he does the robot.
Yes. And I have a lot of confidence.
Confidence.
I have a lot of confidence when that happens.
That look in your face, it's almost scary.
Well, particularly if you can somehow work a strobe light into that routine, then I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
It's I just turn a switch on and I'm able to.
You're a different person.
I am. if this was only like a video podcast, you could see all of us.
Yeah, we are, but we're all doing. Matt and I are awful, but Jonathan is just running the clinic over here.
So somehow we still talk for about 30 minutes. It's probably really boring. It's probably poor quality, but you know what? We've missed the first 4 minutes of the second half here of the West Virginia Louisville game to bring you people some entertainment for those few people who are deciding to brave the elements, drive to Kentucky. Knock yourself out. Enjoy Lexington for us. And we will just talk to you good folks later. Of course, I'm having a hard time turning this off.